Paul!
Alright, let's start again. Back to Genesis 2. Alright. So we all know we read about the creation of man and woman. I know you guys can't hear me. I don't know why it does that. But, you know, Satan gives a complete lie. And I understand why he does that. Because he wanted to be like God. So we are gonna read this now. You can install for iOS. You can install it for Android. Or you can visit the, you can visit the Bible app. And you can install it for voice. So let's start reading on. It's gonna be a little long. Alright. I'm gonna make this smaller. Let's see. And I'm gonna make a video too. Alright. These are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created. Is the day that the Lord God made the heavens, the earth, and the heavens. And I'll be starting free today, so. When no bush of the field was yet in the land, and no small plant of the field had yet sprung up, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain on the land. And when there was no man, to work the ground, and a mist was going up. And the mist was going up from the land and watering the whole face of the ground. Then the Lord God formed the man, dust from the ground, breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. The man became a living creature. And God planted the garden in Eden in the east. And there he put the man who he formed out of the ground. The Lord God sprung up every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life was in the midst of the garden, the tree of knowledge, good and evil. A river flowed out of Eden to water the garden, and there it divided one that flowed around the whole land of Valaha, where there is gold, and the gold of that land is good. I'm not gonna name the rivers. But let's keep on going. The Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to work and keep it. The Lord God commanded him, saying, "You may shall eat of every tree in the garden, but one of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, shall surely die." Then the Lord God said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I'll make a helper fit for him." Now out of the ground the Lord God had formed every beast and let's see, every beast of the field and every bird of the heavens, brought them to the man to see what he would call them. And whatever the man called every living creature, that was its name. The man gave names to all livestock and to the birds of the heavens and to every beast of the field, but for Adam there was not a helper fit for him. So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon him. While he slept, he took one of his ribs and closed up its place with flesh. And the rib that the Lord God had taken from the man he made into a woman and brought her to the man. And the man said, This at last is bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother, and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. And the man and his wife were both naked and not ashamed. So we are going to read three. Three is going to be today, with two. So yeah, be sure. If you guys want to close out and read it yourself, you can. So the fall. Now the serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God actually say you shall not eat of any tree in the garden?" He questioned God. That's not good. And the woman said to the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden, but God said you shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden. Neither shall you touch it, lest you die. But the serpent says to the woman, You shall not surely die, for God knows when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. He gave a complete lie. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave them to her husband, who was with her, and he ate. And the eyes of both were open, and they knew they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loincloths. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" And he said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid, but I was naked and I hid myself." He said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree which I command you not to eat?" And the man said, "The woman whom you gave to me with me, she gave me fruit and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" Then the woman said, "The serpent deceived me and I ate." The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are all livestock, above all livestock, and above all beasts of the field. On your belly you shall go, and thus you shall eat all the days of your life. I'll empty between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, you shall bruise his heel." To the woman he said, "I will surely multiply you, your pain and childbearing, and pain you shall bring forth children. Your desire to shall be contract to your husband, but he shall rule over you." And to Adam he said, "Because you have listened to the voice of your wife and have eaten of the tree which I command you, you should not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In pain you shall eat of all the days of your life. Thorns and fishless it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the plants of the field. By sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground. For out of it you were taken, and for you are dust, and thus you shall return." The man called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. And the Lord God made for Adam and for his wife garments of skins and clothed them. And the Lord God said, "Behold, the man has become like one of us, knowing good and evil. Now lest he reach out of his hand and take also the tree of life and eat, and live forever." Therefore the Lord sent him out from the garden of Eden to work the ground which he was taken. and drove out the man. And at the east of the Garden of Eden, he placed the cherubim and a flaming sword that turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life. So, guys, I want you to read this on your Bible app. I'll put the link in the description. You can sign up. I'll put that in the description too. And yeah, hope you guys enjoy this, and I hope you guys like it. Oh, and I forgot to tell you, Anchor is a free podcast website where you can create a podcast, you can upload it or drag your files, you can do everything, and you can make monetization, and it will just distribute your podcast to Spotify. So please download the app or visit anchorfm.com. Thank you. And I hope you enjoy this.